Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Bill Clinton's name appeared in documents released that relate to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, did not accuse Clinton of wrongdoing, but her attorney said that he was a key person who could provide information about Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. ABC's Erica Tursky has more.
There are more documents to come later today. Giuffre's lawyer has said the public has rightly demanded to know how Epstein operated his vast global sex trafficking enterprise and got away with it for so long.
Former President Trump has said he knew Epstein like others did in Palm Beach, Florida. He's not accused of wrongdoing. He's seeking another term in the White House and asked the Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. And the U.S. says it was not involved in blasts in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. strike. This is ABC News. Dozens of people are still missing in western Japan after the New Year's Day earthquake. The death toll stands at 84. We're now learning about the threat of a shooting on a plane in the cockpit.
It was August of 2022 when then Delta Airlines first officer Jonathan Dunn allegedly threatened to shoot the captain of the plane if he diverted the Salt Lake City-bound flight to Grand Junction, Colorado because of a passenger's medical emergency on board. It was the last flight of a three-day trip for the crew. Dunn is accused of threatening in great detail how he would shoot the captain with the weapon he had as part of a program to arm pilots and that he would tell authorities a captain went crazy. Dunn is charged with interference with a flight crew. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Flight cancellations across the country falling last year to their lowest level in at least a decade. The Department of Transportation says fewer than 1.2% of all flights were canceled. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. With a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Sammy Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Capitol building received a false bomb threat this morning. It was one of several state capitol buildings across the country to receive such a threat today. The building did not go into lockdown or need to evacuate, as the email threat was quickly deemed a hoax. A spokesperson with the Department of Administration says that they took additional safety measures to ensure the safety of everyone in the building. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no letup in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potoff is chief quality officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
New to WCQM, joining us Monday through Friday from 2 to 7, it's Gray Gunderson.
Here on 98Q Country, your home of today's favorites and yesterday's classics, and of me. I'm Gray Gunderson, here to take you through the top of the 7 o'clock hour today. I'll be with you all the way through. No annoying basketball games scheduled in the middle of my shift. No, I love when the Bucks play here live on 98Q Country. One of my favorite things to broadcast.
Be sure to tune in.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Agnes M. Miller, 93, of Phillips, passed away on December 19th in Moose Lake, Minnesota. She is survived by her 8 children, Craig Miller, Kathy Cotterman, by Claudia Mammon, by Bill Miller, by Colleen Miller, Teresa Novak, Gerald Miller, and by Tricia Lanetto. Survived also by 17 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. Arrangements by Cremation Society of Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Agnes M. Miller, 93 Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start, gradually turning partly sunny into the afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Winds variable at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and low in the upper teens. For Friday, cloud cover, chance for some flurries early on, then a chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon, upper 20s. Snow likely Friday night into your Saturday, an inch or two of snow accumulation up to a high of 32 degrees Saturday. Sunday, any snow showers wrapping up by midday, upper 20s, and for Monday, 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 15.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers appear to have the Milwaukee Bucks number so far this season.
For the fourth time in five games this season, the Pacers have beaten the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. Indiana's 142-130 win over Milwaukee came down to a third quarter in which the Pacers Bucks 47-29. Tyrese Halliburton had 31 points for Indiana.
Our bigs did a really good job, and A lot of their actions are high ball screens or handoffs above the free throw line and usually in the middle of the floor. So I thought we did a really good job of showing our hands and, you know, getting our hands on basketballs and getting on running.
Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 26 points. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Other winners included Cleveland, Atlanta, New Orleans, Toronto, Houston, New York, Dallas, the LA Clippers, Utah, Miami, and Sacramento. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, New Jersey doubles up on Washington after wasting a two-goal lead.
Nico Hischier, Dawson Mercer, and Michael McLeod scored two goals apiece in the Devils' 6-3 win over the Capitals. Hischier supplied the first two goals, but New Jersey wasted a 3-1 lead before McLeod tallied with 14 seconds left in the second period. Mercer's second goal made it 5-3 midway through the third, and McDonald capped the scoring. Nick Dawes stopped 23 shots in the Jersey Nets. Connor McMichael, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and John Carlson had the Capitals' goals, and Hunter Shepard made 22 saves. Dave Ferry, Washington.
In the only other game from last night, Toronto edged Anaheim 2-1 in overtime. NFL news, Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill and his family are safe after fire rescue crews responded to a large fire at his South Florida home Wednesday afternoon. Hill, who had been at Dolphins practice, left after being told about the fire. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. Well, I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The last time I actually tried to work out, it's that whole P90X craze. It just sounded good to me. Oh, I can undo 20 years of damage in 90 days, huh? Remember P90X? For those who don't remember, P90X was a workout video that brought you to the brink of death for 90 straight days. I did it for 2 days. First day I did it, half of it. Second day, I laid in a fetal position, crying. Third day, I just watched the video. I didn't do it. I just watched it. Like a crappy horror movie. I was like, yeah, I know how this ends. The black dude dies. Yeah. Tell us. Here's the problem I have with P90X. They don't tell you that you need to be in shape to get in that kind of shape. Just a little warning for us. Hey, before you do P90X, you might want to take 8 weeks of military training. You can't go Chinese buffet, P90X.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard.
Changing of the seasons. Good.
Williams there with Going, Going, Going at 98Q, 25 past 7. How you doing? I sincerely say to you, after the holidays and the new year is here, this is kind of the time where a lot of people get a little bit swoony. Not much sunlight going on out there, so you got to do stuff. You got to find ways. You got to be creative mentally. Find things that will bring you joy. Find things that you can look forward to, whatever it may be, because January can be kind of a tough month for a lot of people. So do that. Close your eyes. Not right now. We can listen to the morning show, but when we're done talking, close. You got to have your priorities, right? Close your eyes and think of, you know, a couple things maybe over the week that you could do that would bring you joy, whatever it may be. Get together with a friend for lunch, or go bowling, or go to this golf simulator at the lanes, or whatever. Maybe you're young, downhill skiing. You know, there's still places making snow. There's a lot of options if you take time to just think about it. And like I said, January can be kind of a tough time. So we'll get through it together here. Today's National Spaghetti Day. You got that going for you. Could probably transition to that a little bit better. But National Spaghetti Day today. And I was looking through the Civic Media Employee Manual, and I don't see any reference to today being any kind of a holiday or any kind of a special recognition, or maybe just a can of Chef Boyardee in the cupboard. Nothing. So you'll have to find a way to celebrate today. Today is National Spaghetti Day. There's nothing like, is it? Whatever recipe it is that you like, maybe it's a family recipe, maybe it's just the ragu off the shelf, whatever it may be. My wife is a cook in our family. She'll take the stuff off the shelf, the ragu or whatever, and then she'll enhance it. She'll put her own special spices and burger and stuff like that in it. So making the entire thing from scratch can be a bit much. So she kind of does a little bit of both, and it's very good. There's nothing like a good plate of spaghetti and maybe a piece of garlic bread or two or seven on the side. And then if you really want to push it, I mean, if you're... A salad just seems like a distraction to spaghetti, doesn't it? I mean, spaghetti is so wonderful all by itself. You add a little garlic bread, and it's like, pow, it's like, wow. And then you throw a salad on your side, and just like, what'd you have to do that for? Maybe just a small little salad on the side. A large plate of spaghetti. A North Carolina pastor has been arrested. Apparently, I don't know why it's the pastors at McDonald's, but apparently this North Carolina pastor was arrested after he tried to push a McDonald's employee's head into a deep fryer. I'm assuming he was a customer at this McDonald's. I don't know if this is a new way of baptizing people in the South. I'm not sure... They do like to deep fry. You think we like to deep fry stuff? You go to the South. Oh, goodness gracious. You stand still long enough, as is the example here. So this North Carolina pastor apparently must have been a customer. Tried to push a McDonald's employee head into a deep fryer. That is not good. Not good. Big news. The Summer Olympics is coming. You may have seen some of the promos on TV. But Summer Olympics is coming, and NBC is going to be doing that this, I think, June or so. I'm a bigger fan of the winter. I like the winter sports because the winter people, they do stuff that I could never, ever do and have never done in my life. Summer, it's like, well, I can run. I can't run as fast as that person or as long as that person, but I've run before. So it's not quite as entertaining. I like the Winter Olympics better than the summer. It's just me. But Summer Olympics coming to NBC, and NBC has announced, get this, they've added somebody to their broadcast team. Who do you think it would be? In the days where we're intensely monitoring the athletes and their workouts and what they're putting in their body, the drugs and stuff they're putting in their body to be better athletes. In an era of that, NBC has announced that they have added Snoop Dogg to their broadcast team. I said, what? I mean, he's been a very strong proponent of marijuana. Snoop Dogg has. I don't know. He's going to, I mean, he's entertaining, but it doesn't seem like a good marriage here. The East Coast is preparing for a potentially large winter storm this weekend. So they're going to get it out there on the East Coast. There's parts of the East Coast around that Philadelphia area that haven't seen a significant snowstorm in a couple of years. So they're going to get it out there in Philly, in New York, and all that stuff. It's expected to be so cold out there.
How cold?
This is where the crowd would be nice to have. How cold is it? It's so cold, apparently, that one of the judges out there is going to be, he's going to be burning Jeffrey Epstein documents just to stay warm. It took, how many years did it take to finally get the list of those related with that? And now the list came out and you're like, okay, now what? Now who gets paid off now to stay keep their name out of the media? Yikes. We have a 25-degree forecast for the high today. So, that's, I mean, for January, that's all right. I guess it's probably a little bit above normal, I would guess. I guess Bucks basketball back on the air tonight, by the way. They can't beat those Pacers. They've lost to them, what, four in a row now. They'll be in San Antonio taking on the Spurs. We got a 6 o'clock broadcast time and a 6:30 tap. The Packers, meanwhile, just win, baby. Win and you are in if they should stumble. If the Packers should happen to lose, they would need the Saints to lose, Seattle to lose, and the Vikings lose. Now, they could also, it could be the Saints or the Buccaneers. Either one of those two lose. So they would basically need three losses in order to back in at 8-9. The Vikings are still alive. The Vikings, if they win, they again would need the Packers and the Saints or the Bucks and the Seahawks to lose. Now, what's intriguing about Sunday, the Packers play at 3:25. So the Vikings will have already played. The Saints will have already played. And the Buccaneers will have already played. So, you know, a brunt of the things that need to happen for the Packers to get in. There could be a scenario, you know, where they're playing at 3:25. The Seahawks-Cardinal game would be the one. There's a scenario at 3:25 where the Packers could be playing, losing. But the Seahawks could be losing at the same time, and the Packers could get in at 8-9. It's going to be kind of a fun day of football to watch all the things bear out. The Bears are out. The Bears have won 4 of 5, by the way. And they'll be a tough opponent. We'll talk with Mike Clemens, our 90Q sports reporter, about that tomorrow morning at 9. He'll be at Lambeau Field for the game on Sunday. Let's get twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get to it.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Bill Clinton's name appeared in documents released that relate to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, did not accuse Clinton of wrongdoing, but her attorney said that he was a key person who could provide information about Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. ABC's Erica Tursky has more.
There are more documents to come later today. Giuffre's lawyer has said the public has rightly demanded to know how Epstein operated his vast global sex trafficking enterprise and got away with it for so long.
Former President Trump has said he knew Epstein like others did in Palm Beach, Florida. He's not accused of wrongdoing. He's seeking another term in the White House and asked the Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. And the U.S. says it was not involved in blasts in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. strike. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More babies were born in Wisconsin in the year and a half no abortions were performed in the state. The IZA Institute of Labor Economics says Wisconsin's birth rate went up 2.5% while Planned Parenthood paused abortions. Abortions resumed after a Madison judge ruled that consensual abortions are legal in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's minimum wage remains at $7.25, while 22 other states raise their baseline pay this week. Economists say raising the minimum wage can actually be good for a business's bottom line.
There's actually a payoff that employers are receiving because while they've raised the wage, they're also reducing costs associated with turnover and open positions that they can't fill.
Laura Dresser studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell short again, losing to the Indiana Pacers 142-130. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard had 23 points and was asked if he struggles against the Pacers' defense.
I had some opportunities that I liked. I just didn't make them. And I wouldn't say it was a struggle because of them. You know, I had opportunities that I liked that just didn't go in. That's part of it.
College football, Badgers linebacker Mo Menagemeta says he will not return to Wisconsin. The defensive team captain says after 5 years, it's time to move on to the NFL. The Packers play the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week after his performance against the Vikings Sunday night. Center Josh Myers.
I can't say enough about him and the job that he's done. It's like every week he's more comfortable running the offense, leading the offense. God, he's making decisions quick. Just excited for him, man. I think that's the general census of everybody in the locker room. I mean, he's an amazing guy.
That's Packers center Josh Myers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As the world keeps changing, so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn more about a COVID-19 vaccine option at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This just in, Pan Asia Oino Market in the Southside Shopping Center of Park Falls, Wisconsin is extending their holiday free gift card deal. Spend $50 or more today through January 15th and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Pan Asia is ringing in the new year with new items and new deals everywhere, from fresh fruits to lunch and meats, fish snacks, and more. Starting 2024 with a culinary adventure, with most items added on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, and welcoming EB and Food Share customers.
Big hits, big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Find you a girl who leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus.
town, but still love Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time.
Scott there, 98Q Country at 7:42. Well, each Thursday morning, right around this time, we visit and talk about what's happening at our Shawamigan schools, and we kick off the new year with our first edition with District Administrator Kyle Cronin. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, I hope you had a great holiday, new year, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you as well, and looking forward to a great 2024.
Yes, yes, we all are hoping it'll be a good one here. We've certainly started it out kind of weird here with no snow. I guess it's cold enough, so maybe the pond is frozen behind the elementary school.
I don't know if we've restarted yet since Christmas. Yeah. So
getting there.
At
huh?
this point, not quite yet, but
okay. All right.
It'll maybe happen. We'll finally have that done.
Yeah, we'll get that going. All right, so what's how are we kicking off the new year here at the Shawamigan School? Let's talk about what's going on.
Well, we're still we're looking for an early learning center assistant teacher yet. So anybody out there who's interested, you can go online to csdk12.net and again csdk12.net and you'll find our application procedures on there. You know, we are, Joel, believe it or not, this morning I came in, it was spitting snow a little bit.
A little bit.
And and we talked about that ice forming, so we just encourage everybody, make sure they're watching out on the roads, especially we are supposed to get a little snow this weekend in terms of our buses and our children at the stops.
I don't remember a year since I moved here 24 years ago where it's January 4th and we have not had one school delay, cancellation, even close. We haven't even been close. It's crazy.
Yeah, there were a couple of snowflakes this morning, Joel.
A couple. And it's not that the snow is the road might be a little bit slick, but as far as delays and all, yep. I mean, it's usually we've had one by now.
We've had
a delay or a cancellation or something like that. But
we just encourage everybody watch and pay attention out on the roads. Child find, if you have a child that you think may have exceptional needs, ages 3 years and older, please contact Jessica Folstad, our Director of Pupil Services at the school. And again, you can find her contact information at this csdk12.net. We have a pool party coming up.
All right.
January 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be $2 per person. The inflatables will be up and used. And we've had some really good turnouts at those events that we've held in the evening. So we're looking forward to that again. January 19th from 4 to 6 p.m., a pool party. At the high school, once again, our Leo Club, that's a Lions club for the kids essentially, is sponsoring a Learn to Connect. And that's helping people with information and support for their technological needs. And our next date for that is on January 31st and then again on February 28th. I can Learn to Connect. During Choir Festival coming up in Decorah, Iowa at Luther College. January 7th through the 9th, so that's just right around the corner.
Yeah.
We have an evening with Shakespeare from 7 to 8:30 p.m. tonight in the cafeteria. Again, that's this evening.
You should phrase it, thou shalt have an evening.
Thou shalt, yes.
With it or whatever. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. I always like the Shakespeare style or redo, like plays that you'll sometimes see hit Broadway or whatever. It's a Shakespeare story. They've just redone it.
Yeah, yeah. So when are they going to be doing that?
So that's tonight in the cafeteria from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
All right.
January 12th is the end of the second quarter, so right around the corner next Friday. We have an in-service on Monday, January 15th, so no school for our students. Musical auditions will be January 16th through the 20th after school. And the musical this year will be?
Ooh, big drum roll. All right.
The Addams Family.
Yeah. Oh, I love the Addams Family. That's awesome. Yeah. I think they did that many, many years ago. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep. So we got the Addams Family coming up. So musical editions coming up. Practice ACT test will be on January 24th. We've got Aqua Zumba going on in the pool on Thursdays from 5 to 5:45. A $2 pool fee for that class. And then, or pool fee, $2 pool fee and a $3 Zumba class fee. And regular Zumba on Wednesdays from 5 to 5:45 at the Park Falls Elementary Gym. And that is a $3 per class fee. Over at the North Campus, the first day of volleyball practice today. So Shawamigan Middle School volleyball practice today.
All right.
Again, their quarter ends next Friday. No school on the 15th. And they have a volleyball home game versus Wakefield on January 16th. A couple of sporting activities. Tomorrow night, basketball, both boys and girls in action at Auburndale. Once again, that's boys and girls will be at Auburndale on the 6th. So Saturday, we've got hockey versus Wausau East and Merrill JV at 6 p.m. and wrestling as well on the 6th up at Superior at 10:30. And then coming back on January 8th with girls basketball versus Washburn on the 6th, hockey at Barron at 6 p.m. and on the 9th, boys basketball at Abbotsford at 5:45 and 7:15. So,
all right,
got quite a bit going on.
Yeah. And, note to Mr. Donner: if you don't have anybody tall enough for Lurch, you rang. I can do that.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Or
okay.
Thing, I could do the hand.
You can do the hand.
I can do that. It's great acting, but I can do that. Yeah. All right,
very
Kyle.
Good
to see you.
Have a good day,
Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan School. Exciting news, Addams Family. Spring musical for the Shawamigan schools. We got Bucks basketball for you tonight. They're going back-to-back after losing for the fourth time in a row to the Pacers. They'll try to get things going tonight in San Antonio. 5:30 our coverage, 6 o'clock to tap Bucks basketball tonight right here.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start, gradually turning partly sunny into the afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Winds variable at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and low in the upper teens. For Friday, cloud cover, a chance for some flurries early on, then a chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon, upper 20s. Snow likely Friday night into your Saturday, an inch or two of snow accumulation, up to a high of 32 degrees Saturday. Sunday, any snow showers wrapping up by midday, upper 20s, and for Monday, 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 15.
I love new country.
Why don't you say?
Country.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in
guitar and play. From the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, then the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. They call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya. Put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Stay right there.